Welcome to the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD, where we talk about anything farm, fresh, and food related. My name is Sarah Severson, and today we have with us Kelly Pettigen, local producer and board member of the new Southwest Farm Fresh Cooperative. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Hi, Sarah. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for spending a little bit of your precious morning time with us this morning.
I love it. It's cold outside. It's nice to be in.
Perfect timing. Well, let's talk a little bit about where you grow and what exactly you do grow.
Absolutely. So I am in the Mancos Valley, so down Road G, where it's starting to grow. There's, I think, four or five of us now, right in that
a
little
whole
spot.
Pack of producers.
Right, right. Yeah, it's like the new trendy thing for sure. You know, the last few years I've grown kind of a market garden, you know, kind of doing about 18 different varieties of vegetables. And this year I'm switching to a new model. So doing mainly greens and tomatoes and some potatoes, kind of focusing on higher quantity and like a lower variety of vegetables.
Okay. And what name of your production is, what's the name of your farm?
The Wiley Carrot.
Okay, great. And there's a bunch of you down on Road G. I saw that there's an article in Edible San Juan on you.
And yeah, absolutely. I think they Jamie Bechtel, who's a local artist and writer, wrote a really great article about us. And it's she focused on me, Michael Nolan of Mountain Roots Produce, Dave Banga of Banga's Farm. And then there's also Dustin Stein, who's down there, and Mary and Paul Vozar of Confluence Farm. So there's a number of farms that are kind of popping up all over Mancos. It's great.
And how much acreage are you growing on?
I have a whopping acre and a half.
Well, that's a lot for one producer, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've actually, I've grown a third. I was doing 1 acre, and I'm now doing just half an acre of potatoes on Mike's farm this year. So,
okay, great. And how many pounds of, I don't know if that's a fair question, but of produce can you produce on an acre and a half?
That's a great question that I don't have the answer for. You know, it totally depends on what you're growing for sure. But I know just from that half acre of potatoes, I think I'm hoping for, you know, maybe like 7,000 pounds of potatoes.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's just hard for me to guess because mainly I do greens, and it's kind of hard for me to think off the top of my head.
And are you harvesting those, say, for example, those 7,000 pounds of potential potatoes? Are you harvesting those by hand?
You know, the Wiley Carrot this year is joining the 18th century and is going to be using...
up from the 17th.
Going to use some actual machinery this year. So actually, for the half acre of potatoes, I'm going to be tractor farming with Mike, so kind of learning what that entails. So this is kind of a learning year for that. But everything else on my other acre that I've been doing is, yeah, all by hand. I mean, I use a BCS tiller, but all the cultivation and everything is by hand for sure.
And that's mainly you, or you have a crew of people that you hire during the summer production time?
A little bit of both, yeah. For harvest days, you know, I usually have about four or five of us. And then I get some help usually with weeding and some planting. But a lot of it is just me and my iPod, you know, out in the fields all day long, which is great. I love it.
It sounds sort of poetic. Is that the truth of production, farming?
It is, absolutely. And sometimes, you know, I have Macklemore in the iPod. So he's a little poetic, I guess.
It can be. I'm sure there's both sides of it. I've heard when you're deep in a pond trying to dig out your maybe irrigation work, that can be challenging.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not talking poetically at that point. It's usually cursing.
Well, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. Today we have with us Kelly Pettigen, local producer and board member of the new Southwest Farm Fresh Cooperative. Let's talk a little bit about tractors. You said you're adding tractor work to your load this year. Do you have a background in production? You know how to run a tractor? Did you come from a farm?
Oh, gosh, absolutely not. My background is more in disaster preparedness and international conservation work. Yep. So kind of an eclectic background that has nothing to do with farming. But that's why I'm kind of partnering with Mike Nolan this year, because he does have experience with tractor farming. And so kind of working with him to kind of get the ins and outs and, you know, figure out how that works.
And are you purchasing your own tractor for that? I mean, I'm just thinking about the expenses.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's an important thought. No, I'll be using his tractor and his equipment and all of his resources and knowledge, basically.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Mike. Yeah, because it definitely is something you have to take into consideration as a small farmer, kind of what those initial costs are. But I think down the road, I mean, still looking into this, but down the road, you know, the use of a tractor, you know, you're so much more efficient.
Yeah.
That I think it makes sense over the long run.
How is that sort of, you know, we were joking and laughing about that great community that you have over on G Road, all those farmers, but Is that what helps make your farm production and the other ones there successful? Is that you're able to share those resources? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, absolutely. It's been amazing. And also just for sanity, you know, just to have somebody at the end of the day or the middle of the day or at the beginning of the day to come over and just complain or, you know, just kind of unload a little bit, and having people that understand that are right there with you, but also sharing resources. Absolutely. You know, so I'm using Mike's tractor this year, but then right now he's also has about a couple thousand starts in my greenhouse. So it's all about sharing and about kind of sharing the workload and also the tools and resources and knowledge. And yeah, it's been really amazing, you know, and I'm leasing land from Miles Gallagher. So, you know, we're all literally within shouting distance, depending on the wind.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. Yeah, it's been amazing.
Why exactly do you do what you do? You know, it sounds like you have a very intelligent woman. It's a difficult profession to go into, producing food for others. So what is it that motivates you to do the work that you do?
You know, I came into it, you know, so I was working for Conservation International in D.C., before I moved out here, and I thought that was going to be my dream job, you know, kind of this idealistic, you know, saving the world. And, you know, after a year of like sitting in a cubicle and creating maps and reports that kind of didn't go anywhere, I thought that, you know, maybe I just need the instant gratification of, you know, seeing that I'm doing something. And so even though it's like a very small thing and it's on a very small acreage, it gives me that idea of I can, you know, at the end of the season, see that I've made a small difference. Like I've created some food for somebody, even though I'm now poor and dirty. It gives me that, I don't know, that sense of well-being that at least I've made some small change.
Yeah. And how does it feel in terms of the future for yourself, of the Wiley Carrot and production in general for you?
You know, I've only been here, like, this is, I think, will be my fourth or fifth, I don't even know, growing season here in Mancos and Montezuma County. And even in those 4 years, I've seen an explosion in the local food system, which has been really amazing and inspiring. It makes me feel like, you know, there's this support, this groundswell of support, you know, with the local community, you know, like really caring and being passionate, and also just the new growers. And with this new co-op coming on, I feel like, you know, new producers like me finally have that opportunity to make it a viable business, because it is a business. A lot of people forget that, you know, it's our income for the season. It's not just this fun way of growing food. It's, you know, I need to support myself on it as well.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about that Southwest Farm Fresh Cooperative.
Yeah, great.
You know, what's a cooperative? What is the cooperative in the first place? Some people have come up and said, oh, maybe it's a store. Is it a, you know, group of animal husbandry? I don't know. So what's going on at the Southwest Farm Fresh Cooperative?
No, that's a great question, because honestly, a co-op can mean different things. You know, Durango Natural Foods is a co-op, you know. So our co-op is specifically a distribution cooperative. So basically, we have 19 members right now, which is really exciting, from Montezuma all the way over to Archuleta County. So we're looking at, a 3 or 4 or 5 county region. And so we're looking at the co-op to help market and distribute produce for local producers in a very kind of general way. And looking hopefully down the road of having this co-op help to upscale production in this area, both at individual farms and kind of as a region, starting to look at this area as one big agricultural base, and how can we upscale agricultural resources.
And is distribution a challenge for local producers to get their food to the people that want to eat it?
It can be a challenge, and it's a challenge that, you know, a lot of us have, you know, we've been able to manage, but it just takes a lot of time and resources. And, you know, I, for one, would much rather be focused on growing the food rather than having to go out and market my food and create marketing material and then go out and deliver. I mean, delivering alone can take a day or two out of your work day, which is really precious time in July and August. And also just cooperatively planning so that we're not all growing spinach that, you know, the restaurants can only take so much of. You know, ideally this cooperative will help us look at crop planning, and so that, you know, as a whole, the producers in this area can grow the food that's actually needed in the right quantities for this area.
And how did that distribution, what did it grow out of? How long has it been in existence?
the idea of a co-op has been forming for the last 4 or 5 years. And so there's a lot of great people that were helping to get that started that I was not a part of. But I know that it's been forming for sure. This specific Southwest Farm Fresh co-op is brand spanking new. I think we became an official cooperative probably about 2 months ago. So this is going to be our first season. We're hoping sometime in June to start doing some distribution to some local restaurants. And down the road, probably not this year, we're looking at doing some type of direct sales. So something similar to a CSA so that individual families and people can buy food directly from the co-op.
Great. Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break. More of the Big Fat Farm Show and Kelly Pettigin when we return. We're back with more of the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. We're talking with Kelly Pettigin, local producer and board member of the new Southwest Farm Fresh Cooperative. So, Kelly, let's talk a little bit about some of the basics of the Southwest Farm Fresh Cooperative.
Okay, great.
Mainly in terms of, you know, are there trucks? Do you guys have places that you're distributing to? are you just going to the farmer's market and dropping off all this amazing food? Where is it being distributed to and how is it getting there?
Wow, I feel like you should come and attend some of our board meetings.
Great, yeah, sure.
Figure some of this out. A lot of this is still in the works, but we are definitely going to have a truck and we will be doing, it's going to be wholesale. So we won't be doing farmers markets. This initial year we'll probably doing wholesale mainly to restaurants and natural food stores perhaps, with the idea of, like I said, getting down the road of doing direct sales, which is something I'm really excited about because it's giving, now suddenly everybody has access to local healthy food.
And what does that mean, direct sales? Does that mean you come to my house and sell to me? Or
yeah, I just go door to door with a, you know, a basket full of carrots.
Be amazing.
It hasn't been fully fleshed out yet, but I think the idea is there are some online tools that we could use, an online website where perhaps on Monday you go online and you see what's available and you kind of click, yes, I want a bag of carrots from the Wiley Carrot. I want some spinach from Confluence Farm. Right. And then... again, this hasn't been fleshed out, but, you know, perhaps later that week you go to a centralized area and pick up your grocery, your veggies for the week.
Wow, it's sort of like a very detailed or specified CSA, community-supported agriculture.
Yeah, exactly.
Box, right, that you get to pick out every week so you don't maybe get the kohlrabi that you don't use.
Exactly, yeah. And I think we're calling it a member-supported agricultural thing because you would be ideally a member of the co-op then.
Wow, that is exciting news.
It is, and for me, that's the most exciting part of the co-op is having that access for everybody.
What are some of the challenges that the co-op's facing now? I mean, obviously, you've just started up. You have all this great energy and interest. The board's working very hard to get these things completed. What are some of the biggest challenges that the co-op's facing that the community can maybe help support?
Funding, for sure. You know, a lot of these startup costs are a little bit difficult for us. So we actually are having a fundraising campaign that's coming up shortly specifically to help for these initial costs like the truck. I mean, getting a good refrigerated truck that can make it over some of these mountain passes, you know, we're looking at $30,000 to $40,000 if we wanted a new truck. So we are looking at having a Kickstarter campaign and we'll have...
And what is Kickstarter for some folks that might not know what that is?
Sure. It's a social media site, fundraising, where it's a website that you can log on to and we'll put a video of the co-op that our good friend Harrison Topp is going to come down actually this weekend and help us make that video. And then it allows donors to donate right online to our campaign. And we have a goal. We're going to have a set goal. And if we meet that goal, great. And if not, all that funding either way will come back to the co-op and help us to help meet our needs.
Fantastic. Well, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. We're talking with Kelly Pettigin, local producer and also board member of the new Southwest Farm Fresh Cooperative. Let's talk about those 19 members that you have. You know, we've talked a lot about young farmers that are in the area working really hard. Is the membership diverse in terms of age and things that they grow? Is it everything from beef to vegetables to milk or...
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really a wide array, which is what's really exciting because I think it really represents, you know, the population here in this area. So we have a lot of traditional, you know, family farms that have joined, which is exciting. And then we also have people who are just starting out and are new producers. We have a tilapia. I don't know if you call it a farm. Tilapia
fish
business.
Farm?
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. That I believe is in Marvel, Colorado. We have beef. We're looking at possibly getting elk, I believe. As well as vegetables and all kinds of products.
And the range for the distribution, you were saying that it's a 3 to possibly 5 county area. So you have producers in at least 3 counties. Does it distribute beyond those 3 counties? Are you going up to Telluride and Montrose? Are you staying within Montezuma County?
Yeah, I think initially we'll be doing Montezuma, La Plata counties. You know, Durango is going to be obviously a big market for us, as is Cortez. And absolutely, I think we are looking at going to Telluride. Telluride, because we have quite a few farmers that have already been selling to Telluride, so there's some connections there.
Awesome. Let's go back to you as a local producer. I know in the first 1 or 2 years that you were growing, or maybe all 3 years, you were going to farmers markets, which especially in the taking it over to La Plata County and Durango, you can sell it at an amount that is maybe greater than Montezuma County. So, and now I've heard that you've switched to wholesale. So how are you making that transition, and how are you making that economically viable for you?
Ha, that's a good question, too.
we'll see.
right, exactly. Part of the reason to going to wholesale is my desire to make that model shift for the farm. You know, trying to process and market 19 different vegetables just doesn't make sense on 1 acre. And so I was looking now at, you know, if I'm only growing 5 to 6 products, then, you know, farmers market is not as viable because, you know, when people come to farmers market, they like seeing, you know, at every stand, you know, this big array of vegetables. And I started thinking, you know, hey, if I'm just going to grow mass quantities of salad mix, it makes more sense to go wholesale, which is another reason I'm excited about this co-op, because it's going to help me. You know, I have some established markets, but if I want to triple my salad production, that's a lot of like calling to restaurants and a lot of driving around. So it's another reason I'm really excited about this co-op, because I think it's going to help a lot of farmers make that switch to wholesale, because mm-hmm. farmers markets can only support so many producers.
Mm-hmm. Are there some products that you grow, some vegetables that you grow that are higher, take more labor than other vegetables?
Yeah, greens in general definitely take a lot more time. But for me, again, on being such a small scale, they, you know, there's a quick turnaround time and, you know, they can be ready to go in 6 weeks. So even though it's more labor, it for me, it's more profitable. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody needs salad every week. So.
Right. Yeah, that's a staple, right? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Right.
promotion of it, right? What's the best way that local folks in and around the county can support growing producers, local small-scale producers?
You know, absolutely buying local and supporting the businesses that support us. You know, there's a lot of great restaurants and grocers in the area that make it a point to buy local, like a Dolores Food Market, the P&D, the FB here in town in Cortez, as well as DNF in Durango. So making a point to support those people that are supporting us and buying local.
Right. Well, Kelly, if people want more information on the Southwest Farm Fresh Cooperative, how would they contact those folks?
Yeah, so we have 2 managers that are going to be supporting the co-op, and that's Oli Bai and Gabe Diamond. And you can reach them at Southwest Farm Fresh, and that's all one word, at gmail.com.
And if they want to get a hold of you for any particular questions,
or just to say hi,
how can they contact you?
They can find the Wiley Carrot on Facebook, or they can always email me at kellypj@yahoo.com.
Great. That was Kelly Pettigen. Thanks so much for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you, Sarah. It's great.
You're listening to the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. Tune in 2 weeks on May 27th at 8:30 a.m. for the next edition. We'll be talking with Kate Greenberg, National Young Farmers Coalition Western Organizer. I'm Sarah Severson, your host, signing off saying, friend a farmer this week. Thanks for listening and have a great day.